Thanks for tuning in to episode 6 of the Positivity Pod. I know we are a little bit late this week. Sorry about that. Took me a while to recover from that bullshit on Sunday in Orchard Park. Last week, my Lakeshore boys picks went 3-4 against the spread, bringing our season record to 11-10, which from a financial perspective is dead even. Without further ado, let's jump right into today's episode. Let's give out some awards. The Josh Allen of the Week. We actually have two this week. First goes to Leonard Fournette, putting up 225 yards and scoring 32 points. The last time he broke 100 yards was week 14 of 2017. He put up a big week when his team needed it most, getting the two-point victory. Good job, Leonard Fournette. The second Josh Allen award goes to Josh Allen. Obviously, he struggled against the Pats, but that's my fucking quarterback. As Teddy KGB would say, I feel so unsatisfied. He should have been able to finish that fight on Sunday, but those scumbag Patriots had other things in mind. Fuck them. I would have loved to see what Josh could have done to finish that game out. The ding ding of the week goes to me, for following up a week of two podcasts and getting the crowd all hyped with a week where the first podcast does not even come out until Thursday. This may surprise you, but this actually takes a good bit of effort. I've got a bunch of work travel coming up soon, and as the season progresses, there's going to be less and less time for me to knock these out. Yes, despite the success of the pod, your boy still has a day job. I'm going to do my best to keep these out before Thursday, but we'll see as time goes on. Feel free to slide into the Venmo to support your favorite podcaster. The flat of the week, Gloria. Two premier games this week. We'll start off with Bit beating Adam 144-140. Bit has Todd Gurley's revival, a big performance from Jarvis Landry, and a strong showing from the recently acquired Carson Wentz to thank to get him his first victory of the season, sending Buchek to 2-2. Even more impressively, Bit had a goose egg in his lineup and still got the W. I think Buchek has a case for the palest team in the league as he continues to try to ride the Matt Ryan, Cooper Kupp, Austin Hooper triumvirate. They came up a bit short this week. In the second premier game, Caleb edges out Mitt 133-131 using his Dallas Cowboy duo Sunday night to get the victory. Team Mitt certainly questioning some of their lineup choices this week as they also had a zero performer in their starting lineup. But making good decisions is the name of the game in fantasy football. Caleb, led by the previously mentioned Leonard Fournette, was able to overcome some underwhelming performers in other areas. Caleb goes to 3-1 and sets Mitt back to 1-3. Disappointing outcomes for Adam and Mitt, aka the only reason this league still exists, as they would have beaten Week 4 winners Prisbel, Groot, and the Fuckboys. We had a third close contest, but to be honest, it was a dog shit game, as the F-Word boys beat Jerio 111-108, both teams now sporting a 3-1 record. This may be a high water mark for the F-Word boys franchise. Chris Godwin and John Connor's big days were enough to carry the questionable ownership duo past a banged-up Jerio squad. The next game we're going to look at is Bushnell teabagging a passed-out Flad 162-136. Bushnell was the high scorer this week. He had double-digit points from everyone but his kicker and his D, and three players scoring over 30 points. Good performance across the board from Bushnell, moving him to 3-1 and Flad to 2-2. Coming into the game, Mahomes had a streak of 14 consecutive games with multiple touchdowns. He was not able to get a single one. Bad news for Flad, worse news for those of us who bet Mahomes over 2.5 touchdowns. In our next game, we've got a matchup of the Village of Angola versus the Heart of the Breeze. Sunday beats Ramsey 132-112. I would have loved to see Sunday's face on Sunday morning when he woke up and realized he was awarded Matt Stafford via waivers. Stafford justified that glee with a 31-point performance, and Carolina's strategy to ride McCaffrey until he breaks paid off in a W for Sunday. Let's see how long he can hold up. Ramsey had a bit of an underwhelming day, as only his defense scored more than 18 points. Not great. Sunday 2-2, Ramsey 0-4. In a battle of short 20 sacks versus the ripped-off customer, Prisbell gets the better of Ed once again, 127-74. Ed will be gracing us with another shotgun video, so thank you for that. Phillip Rivers and Nick Chubb combined for 71 points, nearly beating Ed's entire squad. Prisbell 2-2, Eddie falls to 1-3. Lastly, in a battle of the Flower City, Group beats Keegan 120-92. We told you last week Keegan's Patriot heavy lineup would struggle, and we were right. Tom Brady put up an impressive 5 points, and Groot rides team consistency to a 3-1 record, and Keegan's pitiful team falls to 2-2. We're not going to spend a lot of time on our Week 5 predictions, because frankly, it's my least favorite thing to do, and we don't have a whole lot of time as it is. So we're just going to move through the picks pretty quickly. This, however, is the closest thing to rivalry week that this league has. The random schedule generator has pegged Ed v. Mitt, Sunday v. Bit, Keegan v. Groot, and Prisbell v. Ramsey all in the same week. These matchups have a deep history that go well beyond this league. So in our first game we're going to look at, Ed v. Mitt is a pick'em. Mitt has a kicker-adjusted line here. Mitt does not have a kicker in his lineup, and I'm sure that will change on Sunday. That is a theme you're going to see throughout this week. So the pick is Mitt at a pick'em. Groot -24 v. the Fuckboys. Fuckboys have the hammer with Baker going on Monday night. They cover the 24. Fuckboys +24. Sunday -14 v. Bit. Second kicker adjusted line. We're going to take Bit and the points. Bit +14. Keegan -4 v. Flad. Going to ride the favorite here. Keegan -4. Prisbell -2 v. Ramsey. Again, favorites, favorites, favorites. Prisbell -2. KK -7 v. Bushnell. This is our third and last kicker adjusted line of the week. Bushnell +7. Adam v. Girio is a pick'em. Close game here. We're going to go with Girio. So to recap our picks real quick. Mitt, pick'em. Fuckboys +24. Bit +14. Keegan -4, Prisbell -2, Bushnell +7, and Girio in a pick'em. Let's take a trip into Mitt's gambling den. We were 1-1 last week as the Navy overhit easily, and the Packers failed to show up, so that was that. This week, we've got a couple of picks for you again. We're going to do some Thursday night football and then a little bonus for you at the end. Starting in the NFL, I think the Rams are in trouble. I'm a little nervous about how they go moving forward. The stats on Jared Goff lately are not very good at all. I like the Seahawks tonight. They historically have a great home field advantage Thursday night. I think that crowd's going to be fired up. Rock chalk Seahawk -1.5. Moving over to college, I've got ECU +12. There is a blackout in that stadium tonight, so not the flag kind, the kind where all the fans dress in black. I don't really know a whole lot about Temple, but I looked at their scores so far this season, and they're just not good enough to be 12-point favorites on the road. So ECU +12 is your second pick. A couple bonus picks for you. We're going to go into some playoff baseball. This may be a bit of a bias pick or a pick with my heart, you may say. Again, never been afraid to bet with my heart over my brain. I like the Nats +150 in game one. and plus 200 for the season. So I'll be playing both of those. Take that as you wish. They are the team of destiny this baseball season. So Nats plus 150 game one, plus 200 for the series. And that's going to do it for Mitt's Gambling Den. Thanks for listening. I'm just going to go ahead and say it, hand up. Today wasn't my best episode. I can't promise it will be better next week, but I'll give it a shot. Next week's episode will likely come out on Thursday as well, as I'm in Chowd country Monday through Wednesday for work. So, again, thank you for listening. Hit up the Venmo if you want. God bless. Go Nats. Go Bills.